dreams. Tina Bandabasha. We are the youth living our dreams.
Tina, Tina, Abantu, Abasha, Abantu, Abasha.
Dreams.
Hey, Ayanda, you're early.
Hey, Lisa, what's up?
Not much. Well, actually, there is something.
What is it?
I met this really, really nice guy.
You're kidding. That's great. You're so gay.
In maths club.
Oh, boy. Another maths and science nerd.
Yep.
Well, he should be a great match for you. You can sit around and do equations all day.
I'm hoping we can do a bit more than that.
Hey, Ayanda, Lisa. Good that you're both here.
Hey, Imbai. What's the big rush?
Things have gone crazy at home.
What happened?
You know my cousin, Spesil.
The cute one from Newcastle?
That's her, Ayanda. You met her at Easter. Well, she's come to live with us.
That's very sudden in Bali.
I know. She arrived last night in tears and with a big suitcase. She had come by taxi all on her own.
Shame. Why?
She's pregnant and she got kicked out of home. Abang.
No, Bali, that's terrible.
I know. Her dad freaked out and told her he didn't want a sinner in the house.
Aibo, but she's only 16.
Poor kid. But I bet your parents took her in without hesitating.
They did, Lisa. They're so great.
Mm. So what's going to happen to her, bud?
Well, we spoke last night, and I think she's already quite far along.
Hasn't she been to the clinic to find out how many weeks she is?
She hasn't, Lisa. She was too scared to go in Newcastle because it's a small town, and she was afraid that people would talk.
Yeah, that poor girl. She must be terrified. Mbali.
She is, Ayanda, and I'm not sure how to help her.
All you can do is offer her support and love. And she really needs to go to the clinic as soon as possible.
Lisa's right. She needs antenatal care.
What will they do?
Oh, they're great. They were brilliant with my sister and her baby. They will help specifically to manage the pregnancy and any problems she is having to make sure that the baby is born healthy.
And that she stays healthy too.
True, Lisa. They gave my sister supplements and vitamins to take and loads of information about looking after herself.
They'll also do all the tests they need, like for TB and HIV and anything else that might harm the baby.
It's really weird to think that my younger cousin might be having a baby.
Hey, it is, Mali.
I'll almost be an aunt.
Do you think they will stay with you after the baby is born?
I think so, Lisa. My mom told her she can stay as long as she wants to.
But you know what parents are like. Once there's a beautiful grandchild, all is forgiven. And Sipisihle will be allowed to go back home.
I hope so, hey. I think she really misses her friends and her family.
And her boyfriend in Bali?
Hey, that guy. I think he disappeared as soon as she told him she was pregnant.
Poor girl, what about her future?
What do you mean, Ayan?
She must have had dreams for herself.
She did. She wanted to finish matric and study to be an accountant.
She still can in Bali.
You think so, Lisa?
For sure. Having a child doesn't mean you have to give up on your dreams.
Yo, bruh, I hope not.
Hey, but it'll definitely change her, though.
I'm sure, Ayanda. And maybe it'll change her mind about being an accountant.
You never know, Mbali. I guess you'll just have to sit down and think about it after the baby is born.
Yeah, think about what will make her feel fulfilled.
And how to balance taking care of a child with taking care of our own needs.
Hey, imagine taking care of a child at this age.
And younger. She's only 16.
I think young mothers find parenting really hard to cope with.
I'm sure they do. Having a baby is a big change in your life.
You have to cope with the baby and with your own new role as a mother.
That's why you're going to be extra careful when you start having sex, Mbali.
Definitely. This has made me think twice about having sex at all.
As long as you're doing it safely, you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Dreams. Tina Bandabasha. We are the youth living our dreams. Dreams.
Tina, Tina, Abantu, Abasha, Abantu, Abasha.
Dreams.